We all have that friend who always has something negative to say about Christmas, or one who believes it's a pagan holiday and just doesn't celebrate it at all. Wouldn't you love to be able to give them a tool that would unwrap all of these common misconceptions? Or be so studied on the subject that you could teach the truth in love? Now you can. The Mysteries of Christmas Unwrapped are 4 television broadcast messages where Dr. Billy Brim and Shelley Brim open the Word of God and expound on Jewish history and culture to answer questions like, why is it right to celebrate on December 25th? When was Jesus actually born? Why do we worship on Sundays? And many more. These powerful teachings are available on CD or DVD by calling 1-800-972-3447 or logging on to billybrim.org. Be ready to unwrap the mysteries of Christmas.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. This month, Sister Billy has Pastors Chip and Candace Brim join her on the back porch for a sermon entitled, God's Got People.
Let's look at the book of Ephesians. The first thing Paul does is he gives you this high theology that you've been raised with Jesus Christ, and you've been seated in him at the right hand of the Father, and all things are under your feet, and you have a ministry in the heavenlies. And then he says, walk worthy of that job you're called to.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, brother.
Yeah,
see, that's what he's talking about. That was just after that.
Right. Our occupation, our job.
Yes.
Is to rule and reign.
Yes.
From a certain position.
Yes.
But we live here.
Yes. But he says, and we pray this when we do the authority of the believer, we pray because we know that when he seated the head, Jesus, he seated the body in him. And that's what he has just now presented. Remember from that book how McClellan, Authority of the Believer, he called it your ministry in the heavenlies.
Yeah, heavenly ministry.
We have a ministry in the heavenlies. We're at the right hand of the Father. And down here on earth, you got to have an earth suit. You know, you got to be an earth person. And you exercise your authority. Now, Paul says,
walk worthy.
That's a calling. That's your vocation. You rule and reign with him.
And this is why God needs people.
He needs people. He needs people to take authority over the enemy. And that's a great big teaching that we're doing right now. But I want to talk to you a little bit about strategy, too. A church where you went and you spoke in Oregon City, was
it? Yeah, Oregon.
Well, the pastor of that church, he came down to Prayer Mountain, and he said, I think you should meet my friend, Dean Braxton, who had an amazing account of being caught up to heaven. And he had been sick, and his wife already had people praying. And he said, I traveled so fast. It was just absent from the body, present with the Lord. It was just like the blink of an eye. But he said, something was going faster than me, and it was those prayer warriors that my wife had on the job. See, prayer is a vocation. It's your vocation. It's your job to communicate with the Father in fellowship and as a partner. It's a two-way street. Now, when he got caught up to heaven, he saw Jesus. And he was amazed what he saw. I'm going to read you this from Dean Braxton's book, In Heaven, Experiencing the Throne. I saw Jesus and he was strategizing. He was communicating to beings in front of him in a half circle. He later says that some were angels, some were men who had already been gone there. He was strategizing to what? Get more people on this earth to know him as Lord and Savior. This is what he learned in heaven. God is using everything he can, short of evil, to get people to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. He's looking for people on earth to work with him, people to work with him in getting people to know who he is. We are very important to him. And he said things were downloaded to me while I was there. We're very important to him. I understand now just how important we on the earth are to him. I say that I was surprised when I saw Jesus strategizing because I believed before that after he died on the cross and ascended into heaven, there was no more need for strategizing.
So God needs people to reach people.
He needs people to reach people.
God so loved the world. God wants everyone saved.
Right.
So he needs you. You are one of these people.
Yes. Chip, your primary job It really is to pray and work with God.
Right.
To hear from God. He heard you driving there in Leavenworth. That was communication. It's a two-way street. So he said, our prayers, this is Dean Braxton writing after he went to heaven, our prayers cause movement in the kingdom of God. Jesus is strategizing by how we pray. In the Bible, we read that we are to pray for the Lord to send laborers into his harvest. Matthew 9:37-38. When I saw Jesus strategizing, you're going to like this. He knelt down on the ground. He put his hand out pointing to the ground, and the ground rose up and became a city. What city? I could not tell you, but I knew it was an earthly city. He pointed at areas in the city, and he looked up. Remember, he's got a semicircle of the beings in front of him.
Right, and they're all there.
And they're all there listening.
Listening to
them. It became a city. He pointed at areas in the city, and he looked up at a certain being, an angel, and that one would bow out fast and back up. And I knew that Jesus had given those angels instruction as to what to do. I knew that Jesus had received information about a situation on earth that the Father had gotten from someone praying here on earth and gave that information to Jesus at that moment. Then the being knew where Jesus wanted him to go, and he went there. And then, of course, laborers on the earth. Now, I want to read something else to you, son, how he saw that prayer worked.
So he had a city pop up.
He had a city pop up.
And he says here, I've got many people in this city.
See?
So everybody listening, you are in a city. Whether it's a town, a country town, it doesn't matter. But God needs you in that town.
In that city.
Yes.
Praying for people in that city to be born again.
Yes.
All kinds of things.
Oh, it's important.
So here he's talking again. Now, listen to this, son. He said, when I went to heaven, I went to the feet of Jesus and stopped there. Remember, that's when he saw Jesus strategizing. He saw the beings in front of him.
Right.
The prayers that were going up beside him, they went straight to the throne and the Father. Not only did they go to the Father God, they went inside of him. There were millions upon millions of prayers entering the Father. Our prayers became him, and he became our prayers. I saw these lights of prayers like shooting stars entering the Father. I came to understand that he answers our prayers with himself. He saw the prayers go to the Father. He saw the prayers come back. Then Jesus, someone had sent up a prayer to the Father. And the Bible says our New Testament prayer is to the Father in the name of Jesus. That is New Covenant praying. And that prayer went up to the Father. And then he sent to Jesus what he wanted, and Jesus, the head of the church, he sent the angels out, but it depended upon someone on earth had to ask him.
So there comes the need.
He needs someone on earth to ask him. It is all in his plan. Remember, Jesus said, all authority on heaven and earth is given unto
me.
Go ye therefore. And he gave all the authority on the earth over the demons. That's who our authority is over. He gave it to man. And in the plan that we have now in the New Testament, New Covenant praying, Chip, there is a kind of praying that we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. You know, you talk to Jesus, you ask Jesus things. You strategize with Jesus, but your prayer, when you make your prayer, you ask it to the Father in the name of Jesus. Now, you remember that Jesus, he hasn't gone to the cross yet, but Judas has just left. So now he's going to be telling the disciples, we're going to come into a new age here. I'm giving you a new commandment. I'm giving you the commandment of love. Now he said the way you pray is going to change. And this is John chapter 16, verse 23. In that day, what day? The day of the new covenant. In that day when Jesus has already gone to the cross and already started a new day. Mm-hmm. They know about this new day because they've sung it. They sang Psalm 118. And Psalm 118, they sang that at Passover. And this is Passover time when Jesus is giving them, he's going to the cross. And they've sung this song. It says they sang a hymn and they went out. It was Psalm 118. And in that it says, there's a new day. It says, this is the day that the Lord has made.
I'll
we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Then,
it doesn't mean Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's the new day that's coming when the new covenant comes in and Jesus has already gone to the cross and he's risen from the dead and he's given his blood to the Father. Now he says, at that day, it hadn't happened yet when he's talking to them, but he's telling them how they're going to pray when they get to the new covenant. You and I work in a new covenant. Hebrews said, we didn't come now to that mountain that can be touched, but we're working up there on heavenly Jerusalem. That's where we work. And it says in verse 23 of John 16, at that day you shall ask me nothing. In other words, we don't pray to Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And then in verse 26, at that day you shall ask in my name. I say not to you, I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you've loved me and you believe I came out from God. So new covenant prayer, son, New Testament prayer, it has to be made. But he gave us his name. And in that name, we ask the Father. So that's what Braxton saw. He saw those prayers shooting up, going into the Father, coming then the direction from the Father to he will give it you, he will give it you, coming to Jesus, the head of the church, and then Jesus directs the angels.
Because of those prayers, strategies were made, things were happening, assignments were assigned.
Absolutely.
I mean, but there's this eternal plan. But who was it that said, Mom, without men praying?
Wesley.
Okay, what was that?
That was John Wesley. And John Wesley said, it seems God can do nothing except a man on earth ask him to. And that's all having to do with the authority business. But here's another thing that I heard Braxton say on Sid Ross. He said, I won't say it cannot happen because men have wills.
This is big.
But he said, it's going to be very hard for anyone you're praying for to go to hell because of what God brings when you pray. He, like Jesus, he sent an angel down there to that city. He sent angels down there to influence that man, that derelict,
because
that wino, because someone prayed.
Because someone prayed.
And he sends forth laborers in the harvest. He sends a man to walk by there and pick up that drunk out of that skid row. He brings heaven and he brings earth to influence on a soul. God wants souls.
I'm telling you, and if you're born again, listen to this right now. God had people
praying
for you. And if you're not born again, God's got people praying for you. And we're praying for you.
That's right.
And he wants you to be his people for
That's
others.
Right.
It's not just for us and our own. It's about the whole eternal plan.
It's the whole eternal plan. And it says he's willing that no man would perish.
No man.
But all would be saved. Bless the Lord. You need to tell that Norval Hayes story. That's a good teaser
yeah.
next time.
You got to hear it.
You got to hear it.
It'll bless you, especially if there's some unsaved loved
ones
in your
life. Yeah, if you've got someone you're worried about.
Make sure you tune in the next one.
Even somebody that's gone on and you're not sure.
It'll really help
you. It'll really help you.
It'll really bless you.
Chip and I'll be right back.
God's Got People is a transforming 9-disc series about the characteristics of a true champion. Pastor Chip teaches people to have composure, honor, a good attitude, motivation, persistence, intelligence, an overcomer's mentality, nobility, and a servant's heart. Order your copy by calling 1-800-972-3447 or online at billybrim.org.
Two-thirds of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.
Thank you for listening today. Shalom, shalom.